When Gillette executives made the choice to build sophisticated, relatively expensive shaving systems rather than fight a low-margin battle with disposables, they did so in large part because they just couldn't get excited about cheap disposable razors. Zane talks about shaving systems with a sort of technical gusto one expects from a Boeing or Hughes engineer, wrote one journalist about Gillette's CEO in 1996. Gillette has always been at its best when it sticks to business that fit its hedgehog concept. People who aren't passionate about Gillette need not apply, wrote a Wall Street Journal reporter, who went on to describe how a top business school graduate wasn't hired because she didn't show enough passion for deodorant. Perhaps you too can't get passionate about deodorant. Perhaps you might find it hard to imagine being passionate about pharmacies, grocery stores, tobacco, or postage meters. You might wonder about what type of person gets all jazzed up about making a bank as efficient as McDonald's, or who considers a diaper charismatic. In the end, it doesn't really matter. The point is that they felt passionate about what they were doing, and the passion was deep and genuine. This doesn't mean, however, that you have to be passionate about the mechanics of the business per se, although you might be. The passion circle can be focused equally on what the company stands for. For example, the Fannie Mae people were not passionate about the mechanical process of packaging mortgages into market securities. But they were terrifically motivated by the whole idea of helping people of all classes, backgrounds, and races realize the American dream of owning their home. Linda Knight, who joined Fannie Mae in 1983, just as the company faced its darkest days, told us, "This wasn't just any old company getting into trouble. This was a company at the core of making home ownership a reality for thousands of Americans. It's a role that is far more important than just making money. And that's why we felt such depth of commitment to preserve, protect, and enhance the company." As another Fannie Mae executive summed up, "I see us as a key mechanism for strengthening the whole social fabric of America. Whenever I drive through difficult neighborhoods that are coming back because more families own their homes, I return to work re-energized."